bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here.
And Alex.
This week's story is from Amy Hood. She's a blogger who loves all things Leia, and today Alex and I are together because we are going to be reading her Star Wars story for her, which actually comes from an article as part of her blog. So without further ado, welcome to episode 25 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
I want to talk about something a bit different, something that touches on why, I think for many of us, Star Wars is more of an experience than a movie series. Since for me it has a lot to do with the character of Leia and the actress who made her such a piece of film history, Carrie Fisher. To preface this, all I have seen on Twitter today are people debating how Carrie has aged. Insert annoyed blink here, because by all means, let's chat about that. And not how she, both Carrie and her character of Leia, have inspired people. If you want to debate a wrinkle, I suggest you move along now and don't bother reading the rest of the posts, but do feel free to come back in 32 years and show me how you've not changed a bit. Bye-bye.
On to the real chat here. When I was young, home life was not particularly wonderful, and I know I share that with many people. I think even those growing up with perfect slash semi-perfect home life can understand where I'm coming from. Leia as a character was the first time I saw a woman be strong, smart, witty, and the princess. She was better with the blaster than even the guys were. Sorry, Han and Luke, but real talk. She also had the respect of her people and, whoa, huge concept for the late 70s, her own self-respect. I was amazed. I carried a little Leia action figure with me everywhere after that. She was a constant reminder that fighting for what was right and being strong and smart was not weird, not disappointing. It was fantastic.
Let's fast forward to adulthood. If you have not read Carrie's books, I suggest you pick up a couple. Carrie is one of the funniest, smartest, wittiest writers I have ever read. Her work is just so damn clever. Carrie has become for me now what Leia was for me as a child. She is truthful, she is brilliant. She acknowledges that she is a flawed human, which I adore in this culture of who can be the most perfect today. I'd like to answer that question by saying it is not me, nor will it ever be me. I adore the unperfect. I adore the strong, the smart. I even adore the moments of fear and weakness that I, like everyone else, has. I hope to one day actually meet the woman just to tell her all of this, and maybe to see Gary's tongue in person because, well, damn, that tongue is fabulous, but if not, hey, I'm telling you all, Carrie is and always will be phenomenal. She is the droids, the general we're looking for.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Amy, and you can find her on Twitter at Amelia403 and her blog whitequeensmusing.wordpress.com.
If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you'd want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis.
And me, at McCarter Shannon.
I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.